we're heading out to Beantown in Boston. Larry, welcome to Money Talk.
Hello, Bob. It's a real pleasure to talk to you. Let me just say up front, I've been a Market Timer subscriber and a listener to your show for 25 years, and I just can't thank you enough for all the advice you've given us. And my wife and I hit critical mass about 10 years ago. I'm 70 years old, so thanks very much.
Well, congratulations on a job well done.
Great. Now, I have a 40-year-old son. He works in the accounting and finance department of a fairly sizable company. He himself is very analytical, and he's going to do something that makes me wonder. He's going to refinance his mortgage, and he's going to increase the amount of his mortgage, and he's going to take a sizable amount of the money he gets from the bank, and he's going to filter it through his company's 401k into the stock market. Now, his marginal tax rate is 25%, and he thinks this is a good idea. And I'm wondering what you might have to say about this.
You know, I'm not a real big fan of going into debt in order to invest, because going into debt in order to invest is a very questionable practice. And depending on when you do it, well, then you know how you've done. I mean, the people who took out mortgages on their house in the year 1999 in order to invest in the stock market, tell you what, took them a while. If they were in that debacle from 2000 to October of 2002, it took them a while to dig out of that one. And the same thing happened later on in the decade. So I'm not a big fan of doing something like that, but I'm particularly not a big fan of doing it after we have just gone through an eight-year period where the stock market has more than tripled. See, one of the problems with stocks is that there's a tendency for people to want to buy them after they go up in price. It's probably the only thing. It's just about, well, maybe some artwork and some other things, but it's one of the very few things that has that characteristic that it attracts people to go in and pay higher prices just because prices went up. I mean, here we have a market that's more than tripled in the last 8 years, and also a market that's skyrocketed since our buy signal was issued for those looking for one. Even though we were fully invested, we issued a buy signal in order to encourage those in the market to stay with it, and also to inform people looking for a buying opportunity that it was one. Back in February of last year, the S&P 500 was in the 1800s. Now it's in the 2400s. So when you see something like this happening, you know, it's going to attract people that are going to say, wow, look at this, a no-risk opportunity to make money. I'm not a fan, Larry, of borrowing money to invest.
And I'm not here to defend him in any way.
I know you would never do that.
I will say he's not an emotional buyer. He's not particularly drawn to things because of the stock market's performance in the last year or two or three. He's more of a statistician, and he's taking the long view, and he can prove to himself statistically based on past performance that it's a good bet to borrow money at 4%, get a 25% marginal tax break by filtering it through a 401k and investing it in the market. He's taking the long view, and I'm just hesitant.
Well, it might work out for him, Larry. And, you know, look, people are going to do what people are going to do, right? You can't stop them, and I can't stop them. But what I would say to him is, Larry, very simply, hey, guy, I hope this works out for you. Let's get George on the line in San Diego. Hello, George.
Thanks for taking my call. I have a question that I think hasn't been discussed before. I wanted to open a money market account within my IRA for RMD purposes. They told me that I need to, you know, in order to open the money market account, I have to put $3,000, which has come from the IRA. But they told me there's another way to do this. If I put the entire money in the IRA into a settlement account in the broker's fund, and then there won't be any minimum opening a money market account within the settlement account. I wonder just what means irreversible. You cannot, you know, later they say, I don't want my money, take it out of the, you know, the broker's account. Is there any drawback or anything that to this?
Well, if it's a settlement account and a brokerage account, then there's a possibility it pays little or no interest. Now, that's not as big a deal as it would be at times when rates are higher, because rates are low anyway. But if I had to make a guess, I would say in their settlement account, they are not paying interest, or they're paying a negligible amount of interest.
Well, they said that, I talked to them about that. They said that the money from the IRA that we put in the settlement account, capital gain distribution and dividend would be diverted into the money market fund within the IRA. But they say that nothing will change. For instance, all of my money in the IRA is in the total stock market portfolio. So are you saying that the money within the money market won't gain interest, or the money that which is, you know, in the IRA?
I would say now, in this past discussion that you just had, George, you have identified three separate accounts. One of them would be the total stock market, and I would expect that to perform in line with the market itself.
Right.
A second account you've identified is a money market account. I would expect funds in a money market account to earn the rate of interest generated by that money market fund. You've also identified a settlement account. My guess is in the settlement account, there is little or no interest paid.
Right. I think this is just a vehicle to park my, you know, put yeah. my money for, you know, the IRA. Yeah. And so I'm able to open a money market account within the same broker's account, but I don't have to put $3,000, you yeah. know, for the minimum to open the
Well, thank you for sharing that, George. And I want all of our listeners to know that each company has its own rules. Some have a minimum of 3,000, others have a different minimum. It varies from company to company. So, okay, company A has a minimum of 3,000. Company B might have a minimum of 2,500, whatever. But it does vary from company to company. It's not a set amount across all companies. George, thank you for sharing from San Diego, California.